Blog Talk Radio.
Women have the power to transform this world. We can end crime and violence if we all agree to do one thing: share. Let's share our wisdom, share our time, share our talents, share our finances, but most of all, let's share our love. This is the Female Solution. Join me, Naima Latif, every morning, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Standard Time, as we bring you stimulating discussions about the issues affecting our lives. If you're listening online at www.blogtalkradio.com/the-female-solution, press the blue button that says follow and get our daily topics every morning directly to your email and your smartphone.
Hi, I'm Naima Latif, executive producer of the Female Solution Radio Show. We invite you to call in 515-605-9325 and participate in this daily think tank as we examine the challenges we face and develop solutions that restore peace and harmony. We are global transformers, changing the world from the way it is to the way it should be. We are one. Wherever we live on this earth, we are one human family. On behalf of our team of radio hosts, I'd like to extend a greeting to all the members of our family, whenever and wherever you may be listening around the world. To our family in China, Ni Hao. In India, Namaste. In Japan, Konnichiwa. In Korea, Annyeonghaseyo. In Russia, Zdravstvuyte. In Germany, Guten Tag. In Poland, Dzień dobry. In France, Bonjour. In Spain, Hola. In Italy, Ciao. In Egypt, Ahlan wa sahlan. In Ghana, Akwaba. In Nigeria, Peleo. In South Africa, Saubona. In Senegal, Nangadef. In Kenya, Jambo. In Israel, Shalom. In Pakistan, Afghanistan, and Saudi Arabia, Assalamu alaikum. Greetings, and may peace be upon you all.
Not even dark yet, but people are fireworking all over the place. Have fun. We're here to take care of business tonight because people are so confused these days, and people are in such a low vibration these days as well, which can invite sickness and trauma and all kinds of things. So I'm here to raise the frequency in the earth, raise the frequency in my neighborhood, in my house, so that we can live a more prosperous, loving, happy, joyful life. So many people are still protesting and debating on what a lower Supreme Court says. Now, I say lower because the higher Supreme Court is the cosmic energy of the universe, in my opinion. But planets are always speaking to us. And if you don't know anything about astrology, that's okay. But you really should dig into a little astrology when you have time, because those planets are ruling us down here. You think that Supreme Court in Washington is ruling you. You're mistaken. I'm sorry to break the news, but the Supreme Court of Washington, D.C. is not ruling, or the whatever, wherever they are. That's not ruling us, really. It's the cosmic energy of the planets that's ruling us. So we really should pay attention to what the angels are saying, the messengers, the judges from the cosmic Supreme Court, okay? So when I speak of lower Supreme Court, I'm just putting it in reference and in the correct category that it's in compared to the cosmic energy, astrology, the planets, and all the geometry, sacred geometry that we've talked about. Those are the things that are ruling our lives. So I want to help all these people out here who are protesting and saying we're taking away our rights and our we don't have any choices anymore, blah, 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 blah. Let's stop that nonsense. That's childish stuff, in my opinion, that we are protesting what the lower Supreme Court. Now, this is coming from someone who's very conscious. And I've risen to a level of goddess now. I'm no longer just a regular old human being. I've taken a new status of goddess because I'm a soul on a journey and I can really choose whatever status I want. And then it's up to me to be the love and the light and the compassion and wisdom of a goddess, right? So whatever you choose to be, just do it right. Do it all the time and be the light and love within that choice. Now, today is July 3rd, 2022 on our earthly status dimension, right? Now, this number speaks of the number 7, this series of numbers, July 7, 3, 2022, speaks of the number 7. If you add up all the numbers, I believe it comes to 7. July is a 7, 3, 10, 1, and 6 is 7. So we are rotating, we are marinating right now in the number 7. And the number 7 is just divine energy, powerful divine energy. And the number speaks of perfect, perfect divinity, right? So we want to take full advantage of the number 7 today. In the next couple of hours, as we raise our consciousness and take back our sovereign rights and choices, they weren't taken away from us. Only if you're at this level of the lower Supreme Court and you think these people wearing these black robes are ruling your life, then that's what you'll be thinking. You had rights taken away from you. But if you raise to the level of goddess, queen, king, that speaks of your right to rule your body first and foremost, and to rule in your community, your neighborhood, your house as kings and queens. That's what we're talking about tonight. Taking back our consciousness that we are kings, queens, rulers, sovereign beings. We're going to break down the word sovereign tonight, because for those of you who have missed it, and who forgot who you are, we need to make sure the words are clear and that you understand what these words actually mean, okay? So we're going to just say right now, I want to just first of all start. July 3rd is, again, a 7 in the full numerical sequence. And today when I read my promise of a new day, the number July 3rd speaks to me about power. Isn't that interesting how even in my meditation reading today, it was talking about power. And I won't read you the whole thing, but let me just read a few lines from this book called The Promise of a New Day, which I've had for 5 or 6, 7, 8 years. I don't even know. I read it every day. It's a daily meditation. So it says, a sure sign of mental and emotional health is acknowledgement of our personal power. Power over our feelings, our attitudes, our behaviors in every instance. When we celebrate this power, we are energized. We anticipate confidently the situations moving toward us. Secure in the knowledge that we can make them beneficial to our growth if we so choose. There you have in that those few sentences the idea of rights and choices. I may have to read that again. So, but how much easier is it to face each new day knowing that it has no power over us? Let me read that one more time because it's so good. I love it. It's juicy good. When we think about today's number is a 7, divine energy, perfection is operating in our lives today. This paragraph to me just spoke of congruency and synchronicity and harmony with the divine number of 7. A sure sign of mental and emotional health is acknowledgement of our personal power, sovereignty, power over our feelings, our attitudes, our behaviors in every instance. When we celebrate this power, we are energized. We anticipate confidently the situations moving toward us, secure in the knowledge that we can make them beneficial to our growth. Are you here to grow? I'm here to grow, if we so choose. How much easier it is to face each new day, especially July 3rd, 2022, number 7, knowing, fully conscious, aware, that it has no power over, this day has no power over us. We can join with the number 7 and be blessed and enhance our divinity and enhance our power. So I have been just searching for people and voices to affirm this idea of our sovereignty, even when the lower court system said with the black robes and all, says that we don't have, people think we don't have rights or power. So I found a great YouTube video, of course, by Michelle Fielding. Michelle Fielding is a channeler. She's been doing this for probably 30 years or more. And she brings a message of what do the angels say? That's what we want to get into. What do the angels say? What does the higher court say? The higher Supreme Court say about all the lower court decisions and all the protesting and all the people crying and saying, we don't have any rights anymore. Oh, my goodness. We can't choose anymore. Oh, my goodness. Well, let's listen to a higher voice, shall we? I really love this woman. Her messages are always, to me, right on point. So we want to listen to Michelle Fielding bringing us a message from the higher Supreme Court, the angels, the army of angels, the Galactic Federation, and more that remind us who we are in our sovereignty. So let's
good morning, everyone. So I've been watching the reactions to the recent Roe versus Wade decision in the USA. And I wanted to ask this question to my guides to see what information they could give to us so that we could try and explain what might be going on. So my question to my guides about this abortion bill, Roe versus Wade. Roe and Wade overturning the abortion law in the USA. What is this all about? And they said to me that the abortion law, Roe versus Wade, is all part of the storyline to wake people up and away from the traditional politics of left versus right and away from a top-down autocratic system. They said, we as a nation, a planet and a universe are moving towards devolution of power towards oneness, the oneness of God. God has no judgment. God just is. The people are being shown through all these knee-jerk situations like germs, war, prices and inflation, dictatorial law, that they must take back their power at the grassroots level and start to build communities in line with their own individual beliefs and desires. Devolution means the people have to take responsibility for their own mind, body and soul. They need to stop allowing an outdated system to dictate the direction of their life, the progress of their soul. These storylines are going to come thick and fast until such a time as everyone is sick of fighting the supposed diametric opposite. There are no opposites. There are no sides. There is only personal choice, only the now. Nothing else exists, and you only have power over how you choose to feel or act or be in this moment, in the now. These situations are all being placed in your view, in your reality, as a test. It is not about right or wrong, and it's not about left or right. It is about joining together as one and allowing each person their soul choices, their freedom. Children at a soul contract level come or leave dependent on the soul contract agreed upon before incarnation. And as such, there is no good or bad. There are only those things agreed upon in order to develop the soul's ability to love unconditionally, be it the mother or the fetus. In spiritual law, there is no right or wrong. Everything is sent as a spiritual lesson to help the soul to evolve. The politics at this time will continue to escalate with emotive issues turning everyone against everyone else until the people become so exhausted that they realize that all this is just a futile game. Until they realize that government does not dictate the growth and the unfolding of each soul. Only God can do that. Step away from the political narratives that create divides. Step away from left versus right. Step away from who is wrong. Step away from the distractions. Go within. Listen to your soul. And know that whatever it tells you is true and right for you. The only way to devolve power to the people is to collapse the current system. So whoever you have aligned yourself with up until this point, it may no longer fit. Don't become trapped in routine, dogma, or labels. Don't get trapped into political narratives. Even if they may have felt comfortable in the past, you are a sovereign being. Your soul, your choice. Walk towards the decisions that give you inner peace. Follow your inner compass. Your soul knows what it needs to do. Follow that. follow that guidance, and in following your own truth and living in integrity, you become a beacon of light for others. There are no goodies or baddies, there is only you. Keep in your center, listen to your soul, walk tall in the knowing that God walks with you. Just want to read to you from a question that was sent to me that is now in my book called Meet Your Angels, which you can actually buy from my website as an e-copy or a paperback from Amazon. So this was sent to me probably about 10 years ago. Someone was in quite a lot of distress, and this is what they said to me. I don't think that the angels believe in me anymore. I have been told by my pastor that you cannot have forgiveness for an abortion, that I have strayed from God since then, and please tell me that this is not true. And this is what I channeled at that time from the angels and the God consciousness. God does not make a judgment, all loving, and gave us free will so that we could experience things to help our soul growth. In developing our soul, we find great gifts. We find love, compassion, and tolerance. Some lessons on the path to developing our soul seem intense, mystifying, even surreal. And we think, this is not my life. Never did we imagine that such a difficult situation could occur for us. We had made such different plans. But at a soul level, this is our life. We have never been given any lesson by the soul that God didn't agree that we could handle. This has been a tremendously hard path for you. So far, you have been walking uphill, and it has been so steep. But today is the first day of the rest of your life. The pastor is himself having to walk a difficult path. The pastor has chosen to walk the path of dogma, scenario presented to him that is outside of this rigid framework of teaching, will make him act judgmental, and he will need to repel it. But the lesson for the pastor is to face his own inner soul and to ask himself, in what way do I make judgment about myself and others? In what way do I criticize myself and others? In what way have I been impatient and intolerant of myself and others? In what way am I not listening to my own heart and integrity? Everything in our outer life is a mirror of the progress of our inner soul. The forgiveness that I see most outstanding in this situation is the forgiveness for the pastor. Until such a time as the pastor can forgive his own shortcomings and face his own soul lessons, then he will continue to project his own fears onto others. He will continue to not own his own lessons, instead projecting them onto others and labeling them as a direct interpretation of God. God is all-loving and all-encompassing. God does not make a judgment. You do not need God's forgiveness, as you, dear child, are made in God's essence. Today is the first day of the rest of your life. As a child of God, your only task today is to have compassion for yourself. Compassion for yourself, not because you have done something wrong, but compassion for yourself for ever thinking that you had done something wrong. There are no mistakes, only learnings. Dear child, this is the first day of your new life. Ask your angels to shine a bright light now onto your new path, and they will walk with you. All the emotions of this event have given you great experience. And if you combine the experience with the tremendous love that you hold in your spiritual heart, then you, dear child, will walk as a beacon of light. And you, dear child, can show others the way. Is the first day, the rest of your life, and angels walk with you.
We give thanks for that beautiful message of hope, truth, and light. I felt in my spirit that that message was specifically for someone in our audience that needed to hear that, to have compassion for yourself. You've been beating yourself up, saying that you're not doing good enough, you're not big enough, well enough, but that message was from the angels, the cosmic Supreme Court, speaking to you today that you are good enough and you need to have compassion on yourself. So many people I'm meeting lately, and even people I'm getting to know, don't have compassion for themselves. They're alcoholics, they're drinking themselves into liver problems, and they don't have compassion for themselves because of what she brought out, the critical, impatient essence that people have, instead of the loving, patient, accepting essence that people should have. She mentioned that we're made in the Creator's essence, not image. She didn't mention image. The angels tell us, unlike the words that we've read in the Bible, that we are made in the essence of our Creator. How different does that feel for you to know that you are made in the essence of our Creator, which is all love and goodness and power? Because that's what we're talking about, taking back our sovereign choices and rights. We didn't lose them. We didn't lose them. We forgot about them is the problem. People are protesting, complaining, yelling, screaming that they've lost some rights or choices when the sovereign court of the cosmic order says, no, you haven't lost any rights or choices. We're just here to remind you that you still have them. And today, July 3rd, 2022, is the first day of your life to take back your power, your sovereign rights and choices, because you forgot about them. And that's what we're going to dive into in the rest of the show. So you're my guest tonight. If you have a comment or question, the number is 215-383-5863. Raise your hand, press 1. Or if you're on Facebook, be sure and comment. And we're going to take our break, our first break. My executive producer of The Female Solution, Naima Latif, is in the studio.
Unmuted.
And I'm going to open up her mic, and we've got a lot of firecrackers going on, so I apologize if any noise is disturbing you. And we'll be right back to talk a little bit more about waking up and the devolution of power from the lower Supreme Court to a higher cosmic order of things. So thank you, Naima Latif, for our commercials.
Do you want to live in a world without war? Join our global peace movement. Heavenly Culture World Peace Restoration of Light transcends culture, religion, ideology, and other boundaries to achieve a peaceful harmony in the global society. HWPL is committed to bringing world peace and cessation of war through peaceful dialogue between religious groups. I am Director Shin-Suk Kim of the HWPL Chicago Branch of North America. Join us for our next gathering. Call 773-580-1501 and be a part of the movement for world peace. Email us at chicagohwpl@gmail.com.
We have an opportunity to transform the whole global society in the next 50 years. 50 years from now, the Earth will be populated by a new generation of adults, many of whom are yet unborn. Our mission is to nurture them in childhood with love, guidance, and protection, and to raise them in healthy, happy families. If we impart values of compassion, generosity, and respect for fellow human beings in the next generation of children, they will create a world where people can live together in peace. This is our goal. Be a part of the transformation. Get your copy of the book, The Female Solution. Go to www.naimalatif.com. That's www.naimalatif.com.
And I think we're back.
Tune in to Soulful Solutions with Dr. Debbie Green on Thursdays at 7 a.m. Central Standard Time and 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time to hear great topics and stories on grief and turn it into victory. Join Dr. Debbie Green to listen to stories of triumph and learn how to overcome. You are not alone in your life, and there is hope in the darkest hour. This is your time to learn strategies and solutions to improve your life. It's your time. So join Dr. Debbie Green with Soulful Solutions and call in on Thursday at 7 a.m. Central Standard Time and 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time at 515-605-9325 with comments and questions. Look to hear from you real soon.
Crime in Chicago continues to increase. Communities and politicians must come together to make a change. No one person can solve these problems by themselves, but I believe together we can make progress. Let's provide job training, economic growth, and invest into our 77 community. Let's rebuild and restore Chicago. Vote for me for mayor of Chicago. I'm Dr. Willie Wilson, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Willie Wilson for mayor.
Earth, my body, water, my blood, air, my
muted
breath.
Thank you for joining us this evening. We're talking about taking back our sovereign rights and choices. And Jody says she's watching me on a big screen TV. Hi, Jody. Hi, birdies. She has two beautiful birds that are probably watching too. Say hello and give them a kiss. So thank you for joining us tonight. As I said when we played the audio earlier, someone needed to hear that. Someone watching or listening needed to hear that you are a compassionate being, that you need to have patience and compassion on yourself, for yourself. So I hope you heard that. That was for you. That message was for someone who really, really needed to know, stop beating yourself up and have compassion and patience towards yourself. And we're talking about a word today, sovereignty, that maybe some of you don't know or understand what that word means. So I want to really help us be clear about taking back sovereign rights and choices. So I found some really excellent teachings, a couple of teachings on what sovereignty and sovereign means. The first one is more biblical and a little religious, but not too religious. It brings a message of strength in the Bible lessons and who the Creator is in you. Let's remember that in my book, in my experience, the Creator is not a he. Let's stop thinking about God, he. But it's God more we or they, because nature is part of God and the cosmic energy is part of God. You and me, male, female, are all God's essence, as Michelle brought out. We are going forward today on this number 7 day, July 3rd, 2022, with some power, that we are not just these little bitty saw people obeying the black coats in the lower Supreme Court, and we don't have any rights or choices. Poor us, victim. No, we're coming out of that. There's a number 7 today. There's power in this day. There's power in this hour for us to be more compassionate and patient with ourselves as we come out of the deception, the lies, and transfer for this delegation of power that's been given to us from on high, transfer it back from the lower court system to us. So what does that mean? Let's start with a Bible view of sovereign Creator. I thought this was very educational, very simple, but taking us to a place of knowledge where we can't be shaken. We know who we are.
God's sovereign power over all of his creation and over every one of his creatures is one of the grandest themes throughout the entire Bible. And we love to celebrate this magnificent reality over and over on the podcast. So often it may be a little daunting for newcomers to the theme. For someone looking for a primer into this grand reality, what are the basics of God's sovereignty? It's a great question from a listener named Stephen who writes us from China. Hello, Pastor John, and thank you for this podcast. Can you explain to me the sovereignty of God in a very simple way? What are the big themes to see and grasp and understand first? I don't know where to start. Pastor John, what would you say to Stephen?
Well, I like to make every effort to keep things clear and simple, and I think one of the reasons we don't speak with much clarity sometimes is that we don't start with definitions. So that's where I like to start on almost every conversation I have, is let's make sure we know what we're talking about. So let me propose some definitions, and then we'll test them with the Bible, and then we'll end with maybe what he's asking about. What are some of the big issues surrounding it? So as an adjective, sovereign, when we say God is sovereign, we mean powerful and authoritative, to the extent of being able to override all other powers and authorities. So that's my effort at a definition. Nothing can successfully stop any act or any event or design or purpose which God intends to certainly bring about. That's my definition. Is it biblical? That's the question. Because what I think really doesn't matter. If it's a reflection of what the Bible says, it matters a lot. So I'm arguing nothing can thwart, stop his purposes. Job 42:2. When all is said and done, Job says, I know that you can do all things and no purpose of yours can be thwarted. I think that's just about the best definition of sovereignty in the Bible. Daniel 4:35, he does according to his will among the host of heaven and among the inhabitants of the earth, and none can stay his hand or say to him, what are you doing? Or positively, that's nobody can stop it. Here's the positive way of saying that he will accomplish all his will. Isaiah 46:9, I am God and there is none like me, saying, so here's what God says about his godness. My counsel shall stand and I will accomplish all my purpose. So there's nothing that he purposes that he does not accomplish. Nothing can stop him, and he does it all. Or Ephesians 1:11, one of the most sweeping statements of sovereignty in the Bible. He works all things according to the counsel of his will. So whatever happens, it accords with the counsel of God's will. Then you can test those general statements about God's sovereignty with lots and lots. I'm working on a book on this, so I'm just, there's hundreds of places I could have gone. So lots of examples of kinds of details that the Bible talks about, like he's sovereign over random events, seemingly random events, like Proverbs 6:33, the lot or the dice are cast in the lap, but every decision is from the Lord. Something as random as rolling dice or casting a lot. Or sovereign over nature, Psalm 135, 6. Whatever the Lord pleases, he does in heaven and on earth, in the seas and all deeps. He it is who makes clouds rise at the end of the earth, who makes lightnings for the rain, who brings forth wind from its storehouses. Or Matthew 8:27, Jesus, even winds and sea obey Jesus. So winds and sea, they do his bidding. Sovereign over animals, Matthew 10:29, not one sparrow will fall to the ground apart from your Father. I think that's Jesus' way of reaching for the most minute, seemingly insignificant thing in the world is a little bird dropping out of a tree in the midst of some jungle somewhere that nobody knows about but him, and he decides when it will fall. Or over nations at the other end of magnitude. 2 Chronicles 26, you rule over the kingdoms of the nations. In your hand are power and might, so that none is able to withstand you. So no nation does anything that God does not purpose. Or Psalm 33:10, the Lord brings the counsel of the nations to nothing. He frustrates the plans of the peoples. The counsel of the Lord stands. I love these sentences. Mm-hmm. The counsel of the Lord stands forever, the plans of his heart to all generations, or over every single human decision. Proverbs 16:1, the plans of the heart belong to man, but the answer of the tongue, that is what actually happens, is from the Lord. Or Proverbs 16:9, the heart of man plans his way, but the Lord establishes his steps. So we have all kinds of thinking that we do, but in the end, the Lord decides. Proverbs 19:21, many are the plans in the mind of a man, but it is the purpose of the Lord that will stand. Or Proverbs 21:1, the king's heart is a stream of water in the hand of the Lord. He turns it wherever he wills. Or Genesis 50:20, this sentence ought to be written like a banner over every evil and sin that's ever committed. As for you, Joseph says to his brothers who sold him into slavery, you meant evil against me, but God meant it. So the very same thing, evil in your intention, the same event, good. God meant it for good, to bring about many people that they should be kept alive as they are today. And then you could go to Psalm 115:3 and just overall, our God is in the heavens. He does all that he pleases. So my answer is, yes, it is biblical to say that God is sovereign and to mean by that, that he has such power and such authority that nothing can successfully stop any act or purpose which God intends to certainly bring about. That's, now, Stephen asked, what are the big things to see and grasp? So let me just mention two big things. Number one, the sovereignty of God is governed by his wisdom. Oh, the depth of the riches and the wisdom and the knowledge of God. How unsearchable are his judgments. How inscrutable are his ways. Romans 11:33. Everything that is unsearchable and inscrutable to us is governed by the deepest divine wisdom. God never does anything or allows anything whimsically, that is, as meaningless or random or without an infinitely wise purpose. That's huge. That is a big thing that we must come to terms with when we think about God's sovereignty. And here's the other one. His sovereignty is governed by his justice and his mercy. Isaiah 30:18, the Lord is a God of justice. Blessed are all those who wait for him. Or Romans 9:14, is there then injustice on God's part? By no means. God never, never wrongs anyone. All that he does is righteous and just. But even justice is not the final and highest aim of God's wisdom. The ultimate aim is that he be glorified for his mercy, his grace toward undeserving rebels. He sovereignly planned and accomplished salvation for sinners by the death of his son, so that, now this is a quote from Romans 15:9, so that the nations would glorify God for his mercy. Or as Ephesians 1:6 says, to the praise of the glory of his grace. So those, it seems to me, are the big things to grasp about God's sovereignty. Number one, it is unstoppable power and authority over all things, including the human will. And two, it is all in accord with infinite wisdom, infinite justice, infinite mercy through Jesus Christ.
Wonderful. Yeah, I cannot wait for that book on sovereignty, which you began in 2018.
All right. What beautiful words from a pastor. And I want us to break that down. What do you think about that pastor's definition of sovereign God? You possibly agree with everything you said, right? I know I didn't. For one, I'm really wanting us, this conscious community, to come out of the he God, the pronoun for God being a he. He, it's a joke now, because I still do yoga outside, and in my yard, there's a dog that would always come up and bark when I was doing the yoga. I'm like, why are you always over here barking at me when I'm doing yoga? And it was like a voice whispered in my ear and said, that's me. And I'm like, that's me? What do you mean? And then it was like, dog is God backwards. I said, whoa, okay. And I was sharing that with my yoga class online. And that's when I started to really develop the truth that the Creator is in everywhere. There is no big man up in the sky. My grandchildren were sharing that they thought that God was this man in the sky with a beard. And I'm like, okay, that's a teaching that we all learned in maybe Sunday school, and now we can take back our sovereign rights and choices and know that God, Creator, Spirit is in everything, even the dog. Yes, the dog. God is in everything. It's everywhere. It's, so he, she, the yin-yang philosophy is more relevant, I think, today. When we think about the wisdom that this pastor just described, that is in the sovereign Creator that is in us, the words of Christ were, the kingdom is within. What the heck does that mean? What could that possibly have to do with a sovereign Creator? Well, the sovereign Creator is in here. And once we activate it, activate it, activate with consciousness, consciousness, with love flowing, 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 wisdom, then we take on this unstoppable power. We're activating everyday sovereign rights and choices when we breathe in the breath of life, when we go outside and take in the nourishment from the bees and the trees and the horses and the sky and the sun and the moon. We take back our power, because too many are protesting about a little bitty power here on earth, where men wear, women wear black robes, and they make decisions about their own political agendas. And we want to acknowledge that that's part of the story or the drama that we're in on planet Earth. Here we are. And I think I saw that Naima Latif had a question. So I'm going to pause and give my voice a break and open up the mic.
Unmuted.
Of Naima Latif. Naima, your mic is open. If you said you had a question, go right ahead.
Yes, and good evening to everyone, all your listeners and viewers. I appreciate this topic of sovereignty. The question I have, I've been talking to a lot of people of various religious faiths, and there seems to be a very strong belief about God being angry and punishing people, and everybody believes that their group is the one that's right and all other people are going to be punished for not following their belief system. So when I introduce the thought that there is no punishment, this is just a learning experience, like what Michelle Fielding was saying, that all of this is about learning. There is no harsh judgment awaiting you. There's no hell awaiting you. There's merely your growth as a soul. Now, I would have thought that that would make people feel better, and knowing that whatever mistakes they made, you know, they don't have to fear burning in a lake of fire and all that. They can just develop an understanding as to why the choices they made were not the best choices. Finding the response, sometimes even of anger at the thought that, what, God's not going to send people to hell? Oh, that's wrong. That's wrong. There's got to be a hell because there's a devil, and then you're going to die and go to hell if you don't believe, and, you know, all this. So it's kind of like a choice to believe that there is not a spirit of benevolence that runs the universe. There's instead this mean-spirited old man in the sky with a beard that hates all your enemies and is going to punish everybody that you hate. And people who are claiming spirituality don't want to let that thought go. And I'm wondering, what is that that we would prefer to believe, that the benevolent force of the universe is mean and punitive, rather than understanding, forgiving, non-judgmental, because all of us are here for a learning experience, and body here that is unworthy of love and forgiveness. I mean, what is it about religious teachings that makes people so judgmental that they cannot evolve beyond that? And then when we speak of sovereignty, the fact that we have the power to make choices which determine the outcome and determine what we experience, rather than saying, well, we got to change these people and make them behave, why are people resisting the idea that they create their own reality and they have the power to create a better reality if they make better choices, and they have the sovereignty to make those choices, and nobody is controlling them from doing so? What is it that's keeping people from reaching that point of understanding and choosing to hold on to that judgmental attitude, like the pastor, you know, you were talking about, telling the woman, oh, you you can't be forgiven. You had an abortion. That's it. You know, you're done. You go to hell. That's it. You know, why are we enjoying believing that as opposed to the freedom of understanding that we have the power to learn from our choices and there's no punishment for that? But what are your thoughts on that?
Well, we've got another caller, but I would suggest, and this is my subjective truth on that. Thank you, Naima. That's an excellent opening question for everybody. That's a question for all of us to really ponder and think about, is why are we been so influenced by man's version of creative reality, our essence, the cosmic energy that we are all created with? And I think a part of the answer is what Michelle Fielding mentioned when someone wrote her about not feeling worthy, was that pastor was projecting his own fears on her. And I think a lot of the pastors and leaders of these religions and churches project their own beliefs, their own fears on the congregation instead of being prayerful and meditating and seeking answers from source directly and then interpreting the Bible in a literal sense. So there's so many answers to your question, but I think that's a good thing to explore tonight, is that have pastors been projecting their own fears, their own weaknesses, their own egos? I was talking to somebody today earlier about how leaders of churches, when it's a small community of people coming together to worship, to study the Bible, it was so pure and so thought-filled and so helpful and so simple. And then they get these mega churches like Eddie Long. If we remember Eddie Long, who had a church in Georgia, who was sleeping with boys and all kind of crazy things were going on. I think their egos and their own fears get projected on the congregation, and that's probably been going on for hundreds of years, that egos interfere, because you and I know that we learn a lot about what the ego can interfere with as far as our growth and our ability to accept the reality that there is no hell, but that the Creator has given us grace eternal. And we're all here to learn lessons. Isn't that just a simple truth that we could all accept and be a lot more calm and peaceful and harmonious? But we want to hold on to our religious beliefs and think God he, the male image, the patriarchal image. And that's why I love doing these shows, because when I get these messages, it's like a fire in my bones. And the Creator said, don't hold back, just bring the message and let people respond whatever way they want. But let me open up. I believe this is Mama AZ's mic. Mama AZ, your mic is open. Welcome.
Greetings. Can you hear me, Dr. Z?
Yeah, your phone sounds pretty clear right now. Thank you.
Okay, it's a new phone. And greetings, family. Dr. Lateef, that is a doggone excellent question. Sister, that is so deep. And like you said, Dr. V, I think it has to do with ego, and maybe it's easier to get caught up in the indoctrination of blaming. Not being open to the thinking of, hey, we chose to be here. We chose to have this journey. And you know, like myself, I'm trying to figure out, you know, why choose this particular chapter that's going on in my life. However, I do know that is to heighten my soul's awareness. I am aware of that. However, I want to know why. And I'm asking the universe to show me. And you know, Dr. V, those who have been so indoctrinated in the business of he and believing that the creator is a man, you know, you just have to let it roll until their soul or souls figure out, wait a minute, I need to rethink this. I need to put this in my peace pipe and drum smoke on it. You know, there are some who come to the planet for a particular reason. Maybe they don't want to in this lifetime recognize that we are the creators of our journeys. You know, maybe their souls have to experience, you know, the indoctrinations of the creator being a man, you know, for whatever reason. We don't know why they allow themselves to be dumbed down. You know what I mean? So you got to think about that. You got to think about that. And thank you again, Dr. Lateef, for that powerful question. It's really deep. Thank us.
And we got to go to a commercial break. And when we come back, we want to focus on the female energy tonight, because there's a lot of women out there claiming that men are taking away their sovereign right. Men don't have a right to decide how they're going to live their life, blah, 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 blah. And we want to just help the sisters get back their power. You don't have to cry and whine about and protest about the men in the black robes in this lower Supreme Court. Let's take it. Ladies, let's put on our goddess hats tonight, crowns, kings, queens, and join with the kings, the conscious kings, to take back our sovereign rights and choices. We didn't lose anything. We just need to be reminded of who we really are. So, Naima Lateef, do you want to play our next round of commercials? Thank you very much.
Is Monday morning a struggle to get out of bed into the swing of things? Well, don't worry. You are not alone. Join us for thought-provoking, stimulating and mindful conversations on Higher Learning with Zelda Speaks for your Monday morning mindfulness session on Blog Talk Radio, The Female Solution, Mondays 7:30 until 9 a.m. Be sure and send your ideas, thoughts, comments, and suggestions. Also, if you'd like to be a guest on the show, visit ZeldaSpeaks.com and send us your info. We'd love to have you. Experience mindfulness moments with the mindfulness/stress relief coach, Zelda Speaks, and thanks for sharing the mindfulness moment tip of the day. Stay on purpose, stay empowered, and stay tuned to your next session of Mindfulness on Higher Learning with Zelda Speaks. Make it a mindful day, and thanks for listening.
Hi, this is John Alexander.
And I'm Naima Lateef. Meet people like you who are making a positive difference in the world.
Big difference.
Watch us every day on The Media Connection at www.youtube.com/TheMediaConnectionTV.
YouTube it. We'll see you soon.
There are people who choose to make a positive difference in the world. Our job is to bring you their stories to motivate you to do the same. Join us each week, host John Alexander and Naima Lateef, as we bring you the educators, entertainers, elected officials, religious leaders, and community activists whose works are transforming this world. Find out how you can make a difference, too. Be inspired. Watch The Media Connection.
Mondays at 5 p.m. and Tuesdays at 12 noon on cable TV, Channel 19 in Chicago. And other cities, check your local cable listings.
Our kids are the future and should not be left behind. One person should not decide what is the best for our 77 communities. Politicians must work together for our kids' best interests. They deserve a safe education with resources that meet every student need. Let's rebuild and restore Chicago. Vote for me for mayor of Chicago. I'm Dr. Willie Wilson, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Willie Wilson for mayor.
actually yesterday with Zana, our Saturday female solution host, bringing up the topic of the maternal discrepancies for Black women and the maternal toxic areas for Black women, and the statistics how Black women, maternity are dying, babies are dying at a much higher rate. And so we had a really, I thought, a really productive conversation, very enlightened conversation yesterday. For those of you who may have missed it, go back to the Female Solution, July 2nd, and you can hear the conversation we had with Zana and Coco, I think was her name, and myself and Naima. We really developed the topic of solutions for the community, the minority communities that have really suffered in childbirth and low birth rates for babies as well. And even today, the conversation continued. I was on a conference prayer line this morning with a friend, Beth, and Mama D brought out some really excellent wisdom comments about women not recognizing the sacredness of this body. And that's where we've lost our values and priorities in this journey on earth and in communities where women are yelling and screaming because they can't kill babies in their womb or in, I won't even say kill, let's just say women don't think they can end the process of divine development of a baby in the womb. I call it ending the process because it's a process, a divine energetic cosmic energy that starts working after the sperm and the egg come together. And women are upset. It just puzzles me. I think that's when I think I'm like an alien. I'm just puzzled at the reaction women are having over this low court decision. And it's really being brought out by us, the conscious community, how childish it is and on many levels, because we have not lost our sovereign rights and choices. We as women have to take back our sovereign rights, and it has nothing to do with that. Those men in the black men and women in the black robes, I call them, the lower supreme, because there's so many political agendas working there, and so many other agendas, not just politics, personal, religious, all kinds of agendas working in that lower Supreme Court with the black robes. So we want to help women today, tonight, to recognize who they really are and then create, as we started the conversation yesterday, create a beautiful experience called birthing centers where we educate women on the sacredness of the participating and the joy and the honor of participating in a pregnancy. And then for those women who may not be ready for that, there's always a willingness on, let's say, a doula's part to support that woman in whatever decision she may make. But let's not cry about the lower Supreme Court taking away any rights. So I want to play another audio. Do you know who you are? We're being reminded today, ladies, women, female, male energy, female, whatever, voices, whatever spirit is listening to the higher spirit, this message is here for us to take back our rights and choices and leave the lower Supreme Court alone and listen to the higher voice of the power that we have within us to do anything and everything. So this is another teaching about sovereignty.
Okay, so what we're going to be talking about today is sovereignty. We're going to be talking about common law and real law, okay, and color of law. And we're going to talk about that a little bit, and you're going to see that that we're all a nation of kings and queens. And this is what the courts are saying. And that most of the laws, or so-called laws, are really color of law, and it's in their own statutes. They know that it's color of law, and we'll talk about that, and we'll talk about what the courts are saying, and, you know, the whole nine yards. Anyway, so we're talking about sovereignty. This is a presentation on sovereignty, and do you know who you are? Think about that. So, do you know who you are? What is a sovereign? These are all things we're going to be talking about today. What is a sovereign? Who is a sovereign? Where does sovereignty come from? And the rights and duties of sovereignty, and how you can lose your sovereignty, and how you can get it back. So, what is a sovereign? Sovereignty is the right to rule. And this is what the courts are saying. Sovereign can be a king or a queen. A sovereign can be a group of people. A sovereign can be a living soul. This is a U.S. court case. Sovereignty is the right to govern a nation or state. Sovereign is the person or persons in whom that resides. For the very idea that one may be compelled to hold his life or the means of living or any material right essential to the enjoyment of life at the mere will of another seems to be intolerable in any free country where the freedom prevails as being the essence of slavery itself. You know, and if you think about that, if you are forced to pay anybody anything, then you're essentially a slave for what you have to pay them. And so then, do you know who you are? Are you free or are you a slave? And that's what they're essentially saying in this court case, okay? For the very idea that one may be compelled to hold a life or the means of living or any material right essentially to the enjoyment of life, okay, isn't, you know, your ability to make money a material right essential to the enjoyment of life? What they're saying is it's being intolerable in any free country where freedom prevails as being the essence of slavery itself, and that is so true. And what's happened is we have all been set up for slavery, essentially, but it's because of our own ignorance of the law. Anyway, so who are the sovereigns? In a monarchy, the king or the queen is sovereign. In a common law country, the sovereigns are the people. And here's a court case. The words people of the United States and citizens are synonymous terms and mean the same thing. They both describe the political body who, according to our republican institutions, form the sovereignty and who hold the power and conduct the government through their representatives. They are what we familiarly call the sovereign people. And every citizen is one of this people and a constituent member of the sovereignty. So then we the people in America are sovereigns, but that's because of common law. And there's court cases in common law countries all over the world that talk like this. This is a Canadian court case. The sovereign people, through their representatives, have created the court and the board as well as the municipal council and defined the rights and duties of each. That's in reference Casaloma, which is in downtown Toronto. So, we the people are kings and queens. I've seen Australian court cases that talk about this. I mean, and I believe that if you do search in any common law country, you're going to find court cases that talk like this. The people are sovereign, are not bound by general words and statutes restrictive of prerogative right. Now, this prerogative right is something to keep in mind. That's a word or a set of words. And one of the things we're going to be talking about is certain words that we need to keep in mind, okay? Certain words that are used against us and that we can use other against our public servants. So, restrictive of prerogative right, title, or interest, unless expressly named. Acts of limitation do not bind the king or the people. The people have been ceded all the rights of the king, the former sovereign. It is a maxim of common law that when an act is made for the common good to prevent injury, the king should be bound, though not named. But when a statute is general and prerogative right would be divested or taken from the king, he shall not be bound. Okay, so a couple things this thing says. It says the people have been ceded all the rights of the king. Okay, and this is not the only court case that talks like this, I'm telling you. There's lots of them that talk like this. And so we are kings and queens. That's exactly what we are. And you don't know who you are. And essentially what's happening is you have a bunch of pirates telling you who you are. And are you going to sit there and let someone tell you who you are? I know I'm not. We the people are kings and queens. At the revolution, the sovereignty devolved on the people, and they are truly the sovereigns of the country, but they are sovereigns without subjects, and have none to govern but themselves. The citizens of America are equal as fellow citizens and as joint tenants in the sovereignty. Well, I mean, this says a huge amount. Think about it. Devolved. That's a real important word in this matter. Devolved means that the sovereignty in England evolved away, and then at the revolution it devolved back. And so it's the reverse of evolved. And so, again, we the people are the sovereigns. Do you know who you are? And there's English court cases. There's a Canadian court case that talks about the Magna Carta, and we're going to cover that. But let's go on. People of a state are entitled to all the rights which formerly belonged to the king by his prerogative. Remember, prerogative right. Here it is again. People of a state are entitled to all the rights which formerly belonged to the king by his prerogative. It will be admitted on all hands that with the exception of the powers granted to the states and the federal government through the Constitution, the people of the several states are unconditionally sovereign within their respective states. Well, you know, that doesn't say that they're only sovereign if we can't get them into some contract. Okay? That says they're unconditionally sovereign. That means under no circumstances can we ever take away their sovereignty. Ever. I mean, too many people think they can get you in some contract. But you have to understand what's happened because of our own ignorance, that we have become involved in what the courts view to be contracts. But all you got to do is bring up this stuff, and you just watch them dive for cover. They don't want to talk about it. I can't tell you how many times I've done this stuff, and they just dive for cover. I have seen government attorneys go into court and say, there is no contract, it's a nullity. That's like a quote, there is no contract, it's a nullity, unquote. That is just about word for word what they said. And so that's the point, is that if you establish yourself as the king, they don't want to talk to you. They have no authority. They don't have a shred of authority. Now, I need to qualify that. If you commit murder, they can arrest the king. Okay? If the king commits murder, they can arrest the king. If the king commits theft, they can arrest the king. So common law offenses, they can come after you for, and they should. But speeding? Forget that. Anyways, but the point is that do you know who you are? And you have a bunch of pirates that are running around making legal determinations for you and telling you who you are, and you're letting them get away with it. Listen to this. Governments are but trustees acting under derived authority and have no power to delegate what is not delegated to them. But the people, as the original fountain, might take away what they have delegated and entrust it to whom they please. The sovereignty in every state resides in the people of the state, and they may alter or change their form of government at their pleasure. So the only power the government had is delegated, and I can take away my delegation. And even though I delegated certain rights and authorities to the government, doesn't mean I can't exercise them myself. So do you know who you are? You have to be the king. You have to. You can't just talk the talk. You got to walk the walk. Because they're going to try all sorts of things, I guarantee you, because they're in business to make money for their owners. We'll talk about that too. This presentation, you have to understand, is...
Okay, that guy is brilliant in mixing the spiritual with the non-spiritual, or the common reality of court systems and all that, and mixing it with the spiritual. Because, of course, he's not talking about actual kings and queens of countries or providences coming into a courtroom with a crown on their head, right? But he's talking about the the actual essence of who we are when we were created from a starseed of light as a king, queen, goddess, whatever you prefer, royalty, that we are royalty. Why? Because the reality is there's a kingdom in here. There's a kingdom in here. And once you are aware of the power of this body and this communication system and the connection, the chakra system and the connections we have with the supreme authority, Jody asked a really good question. Thank you, Jody, for your question. Jody Susan Calhoun said, what do you mean by lower court decision? So I'm going to play Michelle Fielding's message in the next half hour, because a lot of people have joined us, or a few people have joined us, and they didn't hear Michelle Fielding's message, who is a channeler of the Galactic Federation. And her message was, what did the angel say? So when I talk about the lower court decision, just as that man described the spiritual elements of king royalty, queen royalty, of being in the sovereign nation you're in, Chicago, Florida, Illinois, wherever, Georgia, there are rules, there are courts, there are all those things that we see with our eyes, right? But the lower court decision, to me, the men in the black robes in Washington, D.C., we see these pictures of these people sitting in these seats, just sitting upright. They are the, quote, Supreme Court, right? But my belief, understanding, perception, analysis, whatever, is they are the lower court of the from the higher angelic realm that Michelle Fielding talked about today in our message. Why are we all being triggered? Why are we being triggered by the lower court, the Supreme Court of the United States of America, when the higher court that we come from, the star seeds, the cosmic order of things, the supreme order of the judge ahead of around us in the form of birds, bees, clouds. Just think of the tornadoes and the hurricanes that come to us every year, every season. That's the Supreme Court system that we cannot control. Now, the other court, the black-robed court, the lower court, I call it, is controlled by Congress and senators voting in these people for political reasons. And then they're going to influence the decisions that are made for this country, right? We have to listen to these decisions. We can observe the clown show when these things happen. How many times have we watched shows where they were deciding who to put on the Supreme Lower Court here in the United States? That was a clown show, I think most of us would agree. It's full of political maneuvering and tossing of words and events. So we enjoy the show, but we have a choice. This is why we're talking about taking back your rights. You have rights as sovereign citizens from the cosmic order of soul journey. So we're all souls journeying down here with royalty, invisible crowns, if you will. Kingdom presence in here, chakra systems, energy systems. We are royalty. We are royalty. Thank you. Jody says she loves the definition that God resides over the higher court. Thank you. And that's very, put it very simply and beautifully, that we have a spirit. We have energy that resides over these people in the white, in the black robes. If we can keep that in mind going forward in 2022, we've got half the year behind us. June has passed. We're in July. We're in the next half of 2022. And we want to empower all you men and women, especially the women. Women, come on now. Come on. Let's come out of kindergarten, Sunday school, if you're ready. If you're not ready to graduate, we understand. We'll bring the cookies and milk to you. Every week, every day, we try and bring the cookies and milk on that level for some, but then we got to go higher and bring the alkaline water, if you will, you know, the healthier treats, whatever, the apples and oranges and fruits from the tree of life. That's where we're going. The greens from the garden. We want to bring you the food, and we want to bring you the sunshine, the plain old sunshine that's going to activate all the hormones in your body, the vitamin D and all the other hormones to help you put your crown on. Ladies, we want you to put your crown on. Don't worry about choices where you can go in the pregnancy process. Don't worry about that. Don't worry about that. The Creator's got you, got your back. And that's what seems to be the energy that I'm hearing and listening to. People want to debate about the loss of choice to end the process of a pregnancy that they might be afraid will put them in a lower income bracket, will burden them with this gift from heaven. Oh, what a terrible thing. And we forgot that. It's no shame on anyone. We want you to have compassion for yourself. We want you to have love. But as Michelle says, some people are going to be exhausted before they wake up. And that's what this decision by the black-robed court is all about, to help us wake up. That's what it was all about. If we can just really think of it that way, that what happened with the Roe v. Wade decision recently was a wake-up call, big, huge wake-up call for those who have ears to hear what the Spirit and the angels are saying to us, the conscious ones, the ones whose ears are wide open, wanting to hear everything we can from Spirit, because we're tired of listening to the media, the fake news, all that. And Jody says, yes, wear your crown. And ladies, if one of your sister's crown needs adjusting, help her out. And that's a really compassionate statement. Thank you, Jody. There's a lot of sisters who will push you back if you try and adjust anything in the way of a crown or a royalty. So we got to be aware to protect your energy. As Jody was helping me earlier, protect my aura and my space. Protecting myself from those who are low frequency vibration and who are just not ready. We realize there are just some not ready to go to this royal level that we're talking about tonight, where you have all the choices and the power that you ever had and more now. Because once you come to this level of consciousness about who you really are, you're going to see miracles happening. You're going to see the angels show up in ways you've never thought of. I have just become so conscious of the nature around me that is the cosmic energy of Spirit, what people call God. It's not negative or it's not female or male. It's just power. It's power. The power of God and Spirit and Yahuwah and the angel presence. The messengers is so powerful for you to rule and reign in your kingdom here and your kingdom here, so you don't have to worry about any rights being taken away from you. Because there is actually something called conscious abortion or conscious miscarriage. I've seen this in my early training to be a doula, there were women who talked about the counseling women who were not prepared to have a pregnancy, to continue the divine process, and they had spontaneous miscarriages. It happens when you put your crown on. You got power. I'm telling you, ladies, you got power when you put your crown on, your of royalty, your crown on of goddess, queen, ruler of this kingdom in here. And we want to just send lots of love and light tonight to all of you women out there who may be been protesting and who are angry and bitter about these men and women in the black robes. They're minor in the picture. They're so minor in this drama being played out on planet Earth. That's just They're just a little sideshow that comes in on the stage briefly, and then you're like, ah, go away. You're not entertaining enough. They're dull. Let's say they're dull. And yet when they make a decision, they're like, oh, we lost our rights. We have no choices. Stop it. Stop it. Please stop it. Let's get back to our royalty position. Put your crown on. And be open. Be open to sisterhood. Be open to women on the female solution who are ready to straighten your crown when it gets crooked. And we're ready to remind you who you are when you think you need to protest what the men and women in the black robes are doing. Ah, time to move on. Move on. Time to move on. So that's why we're here. And if Naima is ready for, I'm going to open up Naima's mic for the last commercials. And your comments are welcome. If you have any questions on how you're going to put your crown on, how you're going to become this new royal person with sovereign rights, you didn't lose a thing. I'm telling you, when you put that crown on, you have more power over your kingdom, your body, to control a pregnancy or not. You can actually do that. When you put your crown on. No crown, you're going to be running to the next state to try to find some abortion doctor who makes mistakes. You don't want to do that. That's the lower choice. When you're a queen, a goddess, you can make higher choices, better choices. If you don't want to take the journey of pregnancy, then tell your mind, tell your body to tell you'd rather release that process. It can be done. I assure you it's been done. So Naima Latif, your mic's open if you want to play the last group of commercials, and we'll be right back with
everything you need, what your body needs, is found in nature. So Susan Essentials doesn't do it any other way. Susan Essentials provides your employees and individuals access to over 20,000 nutritional products, and they are shipped direct to your door. Because Susan Essentials is certified in plant-based healing, we're permitted to offer you the best nutritional supplements on the planet. They're non-GMO and sustainably produced, and we take the guesswork out for you. Let Susan Essentials help you take control of your health today.
Taxes are higher than ever. Every day, thousands of our residents leave Chicago to shop in Indiana. Jobs are being lost and businesses are relocating. Let's find a way to lower our taxes to encourage residents to continue living and shopping in our city. Let's rebuild. Let's restore Chicago. Vote for me for mayor of the city of Chicago, and I will work hard to find solutions that matter. I'm Dr. Willie Wilson, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Willie Wilson for Mayor.
I'm Beata, your holistic life coach. These days, it's more important than ever to work on your physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual health. Are you consciously breathing deeply in stressful moments? Do you have a plan or daily routine to maintain balance in your awesome body? Are you struggling to be disciplined in your eating habits? When you partner with me, I'll help you develop a personalized health plan that works for your particular lifestyle. You can find out more about me at yourholisticlifecoach.com. where you can also review my 3-step protocol to guide you to abundant health. That's yourholisticlifecoach.com, and I'm Viato.
Question or comment, please press 1 and I'll open up your mic. Or as we have lots of ladies participating in Facebook, Thank you for your comments and Facebook. So we're going to play the message from the angels one more time, because we've had quite a few people join us in the last hour that missed the message from Michelle Fielding. What did the angels have to say about the lower court bringing forth this ruling on abortions? And as I said before the break, ladies, I have enough experience to tell you that when you become consciously aware of your royalty and this kingdom and the power of this communication system, you can abort your own babies. You don't have to go to a doctor. But if you're waiting till the eighth, ninth month, that's risky. That's when karma's going to set in and you'll have consequences. We want to help all women and men to understand the law of reaping and sowing. That's why that guy who talked about the legal system on the one dimension and the legal system on a spiritual dimension that we need to be aware of, because they're both operating together, right? But when you are consciously aware of your royalty, your great mind, your communication system that is talking to every organ, cell, tissue in your body, you direct the activity in here, and you also direct the activity out there. That's how powerful we can be when we take back our sovereign rights and make choices. You get pregnant, you're 2 weeks pregnant, and you decide, I'm really not ready for this. Help me, angels. Help me, creator. I don't want this. I don't want to go through this process of nine. I really don't want to do this. You're going to get help. Trust me. You will get help. And if it doesn't come the way you think it ought to come, guess what? There's a better plan for you. The creator's grace, love, and mercy is eternal. So if you think you need help getting rid of or ending a process of pregnancy and it doesn't happen, trust that there's a bigger plan, that maybe you're to bring forth the next king of the universe, or who knows, a superpower. But let me play a little bit of the angel message that some of you missed earlier, what the angels had to say about all this men in the black robes decision. That's a lower court form at the least.
Good morning, everyone. So I've been watching the reactions to the recent Roe versus Wade decision in the USA. And I wanted to ask this question to my guides to see what information they could give to us so that we could try and explain what might be going on. So my question to my guides about this abortion bill, Roe versus Wade. Roe and Wade overturning the abortion law in the USA. What is this all about? And they said to me that the abortion law, Roe versus Wade, is all part of the storyline to wake people up and away from the traditional politics of left versus right, and away from a top-down autocratic system. They said, we as a nation, a planet, and a universe are moving towards devolution of power towards oneness, the oneness of God. God has no judgment. God just is. The people are being shown through all these knee-jerk situations like germs, war, prices and inflation, dictatorial law, that they must take back their power at the grassroots level and start to build communities in line with their own individual beliefs and desires. Devolution means the people have to take responsibility for their own mind, body, and soul. They need to stop allowing an outdated system to dictate the direction of their life, the progress of their soul. these storylines are going to come thick and fast until such a time as everyone is sick of fighting the supposed diametric. There are no opposites. There are no sides. There is only personal choice. There is only the now. Nothing else exists, and you only have power over how you choose to feel or act or be in this moment, in the now. These situations are all being placed in your view, in your reality, as a test. It is not about right or wrong, and it's not about left or right. It is about joining together as one and allowing each person their soul choices, their freedom. Children at a soul contract level come or leave dependent on the soul contract agreed upon before incarnation. And as such, there is no good or bad. There are only those things agreed upon in order to develop the soul's ability to love unconditionally, be it the mother or the fetus. In spiritual law, there is no right or wrong. Everything is sent as a spiritual lesson to help the soul to evolve. The politics at this time will continue to escalate with emotive issues turning everyone against everyone else until the people become so exhausted that they realize that all this is just a futile game. Until they realize that government does not dictate the growth and the unfolding of each soul. Only God can do that. Step away from the political narratives that create divides. Step away from left versus right. Step away from who is wrong. Step away from the distractions. Go within. Listen to your soul and know that whatever it tells you is true and right for you. The only way to devolve power to the people is to collapse the current system. So whoever you have aligned yourself with up until this point, it may no longer fit. Don't become trapped in routine, dogma, or labels. Don't get trapped into political narratives, even if they may have felt comfortable in the past. You are a sovereign being. Your soul, your choice. Walk towards the decisions that give you inner peace. Follow your inner compass. Your soul knows what it needs to do. Follow that. Follow that guidance. And in following your own truth and living in integrity, you become a beacon of light for others. There are no goodies or baddies. There is only you. Keep in your center. Listen to your soul, tall in the knowing that God walks with you. Just want to read to you from a question that was sent to me that is now in my book called Meet Your Angels, which you can actually buy from my website as an e-copy or a paperback from Amazon. So this was sent to me probably about 10 years ago. Someone was in quite a lot of distress. And this is what they said to me. I don't think that the angels believe in me anymore. I have been told by my pastor that you cannot have forgiveness for an abortion, that I have strayed from God since then, and please tell me that this is not true. And this is what I channeled at that time from the angels and the God consciousness. God does not make a judgment. God is all loving and gave us free will so that we could experience things to help our soul growth. In developing our soul, we find great gifts. We find love, compassion, and tolerance. Some lessons on the path to developing our soul seem intense, mystifying, even surreal. And we think, this is not my life. Never did we imagine that such a difficult situation could occur for us. We had made such different plans. But at a soul level, this is our life. We have never been given any lesson by the soul that God didn't agree that we could handle. This has been a tremendously hard path for you. So far, you have been walking uphill, and it has been so steep. But today is the first day of the rest of your life. The pastor is himself having to walk a difficult path. The pastor has chosen to walk the path of dogma. Scenario presented to him that is outside of this rigid framework of teaching will make him act judgmental, and he will need to repel it. But the lesson for the pastor is to face his own inner soul and to ask himself, in what way do I make judgment about myself and others? In what way do I criticize myself and others? In what way have I been impatient and intolerant of myself and others? In what way am I not listening to my own heart and integrity? Everything in our outer life is a mirror of the progress of our inner soul. The forgiveness that I see most outstanding in this situation is the forgiveness for the pastor. Until such a time as the pastor can forgive his own shortcomings and face his own soul lessons, then he will continue to project his own fears onto others. He will continue to not own his own lessons, instead projecting them onto others and labeling them as a direct interpretation of God. God is all-loving and all-encompassing. God does not make a judgment. You do not need God's forgiveness. As you, dear child, are made in God's essence, today is the first day of the rest of your life. As a child of God, your only task today is to have compassion for yourself. Compassion for yourself, not because you have done something wrong, but compassion for yourself for ever thinking that you had done something wrong. There are no mistakes, only learnings. Dear child, this is the first day of your new life. Ask your angels to shine a bright light now onto your new path, and they will walk with you. All the emotions of this event have given you great experience. And if you combine the experience with the tremendous love that you hold in your spiritual heart, then you, dear child, will walk as a beacon of light. And you, dear child, can show others the way. Today is the first day the rest of your life. And angels walk with you.
And so it is, and so it is. Today is July 3rd, 2022. And these numbers add up to a 7, which is divine order, divine providence, divine energy. So we are all becoming the queens and kings according to the divine order of the higher court, the higher supreme court of the cosmic universe. The men in the black robes are just performers on this chessboard. I was thinking about how the last 3 years we've had a lot of pawns fall and be buried, but their souls went on and they're on another adventure. So that's a whole nother show about death and adventures. But we who are left are now royalty. If you survived the last 3 years of Twilight Zone drama and propaganda and psychopathic government, you are royalty. Congratulations, congratulations. Welcome to the kingdom. And so we want to go forward, as she said, this is the beginning of the rest of your life to be royalty. If you are struggling with your reproductive self, ladies, again, once you take on the crown, you control the progress of a birth of a baby or not. It's your choice when you take on the queen, the royalty crown, the goddess crown of a sovereign community of cosmic angels and beings. So let us seal this with some breathing in and out and some affirmations of who we really are and how we're going to move forward with power and royalty and not submit any longer to the pawns, the pawn position, and to the lower court systems called governments on this planet. But let us submit to the cosmic order of love, compassion, and royalty. And we're going to do some breathing the last few minutes. Earth My Body, my favorite breathing meditation, to remind us of how great we really are. And let no one going forward from this day put you in the category of pawns anymore. We are survivors. The last 3 years have been the big test, and here comes more tests. Waking up to who we really are. Let us breathe in for 4, hold for 4, breathe out for 4, hold for 4, and let's just keep this up to this beautiful rhythm of Earth, My Body, Water, My Body. Open your eyes.
Earth, my body, water, my blood, air, my breath, and fire, my spirit. Earth, my body, water, my blood, air, my breath, and fire, my spirit. I like to sing to the earth, I like to hold her. She likes to sing to me, she likes to hold me. I like to sing to the earth, I like to hold her. She likes to sing to me, she likes to hold me. I carry fistfuls of leaves.
I make love to the breeze. I carry fistfuls of bone. I trust they will lead me home. I carry grief on my wings. I know a caged bird. Through many turns of this moon, my women have suffered wounds. But my grandmother's with me. Close your eyes, can't you see? And my grandchildren are here. The rose, the crow, and the deer. I am surrounded by light, the light of stories. I need to quiet my mind. I need to listen. We are surrounded by light, the light of stories. We need to quiet our minds. Earth, my body, water, my body, air, my breath, and fire, my spirit. Earth, my body, water, my spirit. Earth, my body, earth, my body, water, my life. Air, my breath, and fire, my spirit.
Deep breath in. Hold it, hold it, hold it, hold it. And exhale. Thank you, royal queens and kings, for joining me this evening. May you have an awesome, awesome week as you begin your royal walk. And we're going to say thank you. And don't forget to join Zelda tomorrow morning on Reflections on Independence Day and Juneteenth and Monday Morning Mindfulness with Zelda Speak. All right. Thank you all. Have a beautiful evening, a beautiful week. Wear your crown proudly. Take back your power. No more pawn position. We are
We've
back
come
on
to the end of our show today.
And
you can hear every show in the archives at www.blogtalkradio.com/the-female-solution. You can also hear today's show on the Female Solution Facebook page. Go to www.facebook.com/the-female-solution. Leave your comments about today's show. You can always reach me on my website at www.naimalatif.com. That's www.naimalatif.com. Watch our TV shows, listen to our radio shows, order our books, and be sure to get your copy of the book, The Female Solution. On behalf of our team of radio hosts, I'd like to thank all of you who participated in today's discussion. And to our global family listening from all around the world, we say thank you.
Thank you.
To our family in China, xiexie.
Xiexie.
India, zanyaba. Japan, arigato.
Arigato.
Korea, kamsahamnida.
Kamsahamnida.
Russia, spasiba.
Spasiba.
Germany, danke.
Danke.
Poland, jeong kunyong.
Kunyong.
France, merci.
Merci
Spain,
beaucoup.
Gracias.
Gracias.
Italy, grazie.
Grazie.
Egypt, shukran.
Shukran.
Ghana, medasi.
Medasi.
Nigeria, eshe.
Okay.
South Africa, ngiyabonga.
Ngiyabonga.
Senegal, jeret.
Jeret.
Kenya, asante.
Okay.
Israel, toda.
Toda.
Pakistan, shukriya.
Shukriya.
Afghanistan. Tashakur.
Tashakur.
Saudi Arabia. Shukran. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.
Sadnam.
Thank you. and may peace be upon you and the mercy of God and God's blessings.
Thank you for using Blog Talk Radio. Goodbye.